In the name of Jesus, dear saints, does that title mess with anybody here? Mess with a few? Pastor, I'm no saint. Well, if you and I are trying to earn our title saint, give it up, it's not going to work. You'll only discover that you're an unholy mess in all kinds of ways. But the good news is for you and for me and for all sinners, Christ has done what we can never do. He has suffered what we could never suffer. He has earned what we could never earn, so that now, for his sake, we get the title bestowed upon us. And that's the title of our meditation this morning. A title bestowed, not earned. Isn't that nice? It's ours. It's ours. And yet we must understand that your life and my life need to give witness to that. The challenge is, when we look into the mirror, what do we often see? Anything but perfection. You get up in the morning, you go into the bathroom, you look at yourself and you say, "Whoa, I need a lot of work." So I've got a different kind of mirror here. It's called the... Say it louder. Ten Commandments. And boy, when we look into this mirror, we see a mess. I mean, think about it. I won't quiz you on the commandments, but the first commandment, you shall have no other gods before me. You know, when you're afraid about talking about things in your marriage, or if you're afraid of your kids and parenting or grandparenting, do you know who you are making your God? The one you're afraid of. And you're pushing that God into the face of God. Some of us had to memorize it the old way. You shall have no other gods in my face. Before me. Not all of your idols and my idols sparkle and shine. Some of them just make us afraid. What kind of a saint are you when you're putting other gods in the face of God? Not a very good one, Pastor. Second commandment, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. You know, how many of you are praying to Google more than you're praying to God these days? You know, it happens. What do I do with? How do I do that? I mean, it's okay to do some searching, but, you know, why not ask God? How many pray much at all? We've been so secularly trained to try to figure it out on our own. Isn't that crazy? And then the third commandment. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Means we should not despise preaching in his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. I mean, and I've just covered the first three of the Ten Commandments, the table in our duty to God. I sure hope that some people aren't taking this pandemic as a hall pass to stay away from church, because that's despising the word of God. I'm so thankful that we have visual worship so that people can tune into our live stream and receive the word of God. Thank you for tuning in. But even as we try to live out our identity according to the Ten Commandments, we realize just how unholy we can be. Honor your father and mother that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. That I've got to make sure that I'm a decent dad, that I'm a loving husband. So they can bear witness to something that's not so unholy as the rest of the world. But I fail and fall short. You know, and then there's, thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery. Oh, I flipped those around, didn't I? I mean, when we look at ourselves in the Ten Commandments, we see a mess. The good news is that there's more than just a mess. This is the very reason why God sent his Son to save us and to care for us He's come to our rescue. So that now, when we look at and consider the gospel, who do we see?
Jesus.
We see Jesus, or someone who similarly makes us think about Jesus. You know, when God looks at you now, because you've been baptized, God looks at you with cross eyes. He looks at you through his Son, and he sees you as perfect, holy and blameless and above reproach. And I know that's hard to believe. But that's exactly who you are, dear saint. You have received a title that you could not earn, but was earned for you by the perfect life and sacrificial death of Jesus, so that now, for his sake, the Father gives you the title, saint. And in some ways, this is always going to mess with you. You know why I know? Because it always messes with me. I know I'm holy and blameless and above reproach, but I see such a mess in me. And you see the same in you. Perhaps you see the same in me too. Dare I say I see the same in you? I mean, we all look like such works in process. But in truth, you and I, in the gospel, are holy and blameless. And this is how Paul says it. And I tell you, I've read this many, many times. I've thought about this many, many times. And still reading this today messes with me. And it needs to. The gospel helps us realize it's extra news. It comes from outside of us and it encourages us. And the Holy Spirit reminds us of it. But this is how Paul says it. Let's read it together. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. Gosh, he's kind of dissing the congregation, isn't he? Yeah, we know about you guys. And you know, the same thing could be said of us, right? Well, let's see how he continues to unfold this. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. So who were we foolish? Who were we weak? And you know, there's, own it. Say, yeah, that's what I was before God found me. That was my life. And then Paul goes on. Let's read it. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. Boy, is that the truth. So we were foolish, we were weak, we were low and despised. That's what we were. Now we are saints. God has chosen us. He has made us his own. And now we need to understand our identity in him. How does Paul go on? Let's read it. And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. So forget about what you've been. Embrace what you are in Christ, who is our wisdom, who is our sanctification, who is our redemption, who is our righteousness. If you want to see what you look like, look at the gospel. And when you look at yourself in the mirror of the Ten Commandments, you know, in our Lutheran theology, we say the law as a mirror shows sin, condemns sin, and increases sin. Shows sin, condemns sin, increases sin. And for us, we say, yeah, it reveals I'm a mess. And I need Jesus. And the good news is that's what God has given to us. You know, the challenge is that sometimes we can look at the Ten Commandments now and think we're better than others. It's fascinating to me to think about all the people that Jesus ministered to. Who were the hardest nuts to crack? The people who thought too much of themselves. The people who actually thought they were holier than others. How did I start this message? If you're trying to do holiness on your own, you're going to be an unholy mess. You'll land a Pharisee, a self-righteous person. But if you're looking at your identity in Christ, you'll see that you're a saint. And as you live out your life, as you try to be the best that you can be, you know, we do so not thinking that God needs our good works. God doesn't need any of your good works. It's the people in your life that need your good works. It's the people all around you. The challenge in your life and my life is we can start putting our trust in our good works and what we do or how we make a difference. Trust not in what you're doing for others. Let them have those good works without thought to them. And put your hope in the Lord. I just love our gospel read, our epistle reading. So I'm going to mess with the sound booth. Sorry about this. Oh boy, I sure hope. Sorry, sound booth. I sure hope I don't mess up your computer. Just let me go here. Oh. I'll get there. I had no idea I could do so much with this control, boy. Unless, oh, I need the epistle reading, please, sir. Apparently, I can do something, Van. Bear with me, Bubba. Well, I did, Steve. Oh, I get what I did. Just way too happy with the clicker. Let's read this together. This is our epistle reading. See what kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are children of God now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. So we're gonna get to the next verse, because it's also the last slide of my message stream. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. So we're no longer what we've been. We are now God's own, beloved children, saints. You have to wait to see what you're going to look like. And too many times we want to put who and what we are in what we do. And that's where I said, just let the people in your home, where you go to school, where you go to work, where you spend your time, in your neighborhood, let them have your good works and don't wrap yourself up into that identity too much. It's amazing how we want to trust in ourselves, trust in what we do. It's so easy for us to hope in what we can get done. But our hope is not in us. It's in the Lord. Here's how John says it. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. So whether you like it or not, you've got to live with these mirrors. You know, the Ten Commandments are going to hound you. Poor performance. Do a better job. Why are you failing in here? Why have you neglected that? And okay, I get it. I'll try my best. But this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to hope in the Lord. I'm going to hope in what he's done because I know it's all done. He did what I could never do. He did what you could never do. He suffered what I could never suffer. He suffered what you never could suffer. He earned what I could never earn. He earned what you could never earn. And then he wraps it up and gives it to us as a gift and bestows upon us the title we have. And so we hope in him. And we live trusting in him. Knowing that we've got quite a title. And a life to share with those around us. To his glory. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace of God, the peace that goes beyond all that we understand, may that peace from God guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.